Paragraph of Vizeh Bechinas Kriyas Yamsuf Umelchemes Hamolek. Over there in Likutei Moran, in Torah Ches, Rabbi Nizal also has a major chapter, a major paragraph, speaking about the battle against Amalek and the splitting of the Red Sea. So now Rav Nosson Zal includes that in his discussion here. Shehakol hoya bimei hasfira koidem matan Torah. When did that take place? When did the Jews fight Amalek? When was the splitting of the Red Sea? During the days of Sfira Soimer. Because Rabbein Azal says over there in Likutei Moran, Shatfila bebechinas din shel bal koyach hanal hu bechinas kriyas yamsuf u'melchemes Amalek ayin sham. Rabbein Azal shows there that this tfila bebechinas din that the tzaddik gives forth is similar to the concept of melchemes Amalek and kriyas yamsuf. By kriyas yamsuf, what happened? The Jews went into the ocean, and it looked like what is the ocean? The ocean is the Sitra, place of the Sitra Achra. There's a pasuk, v'urishoim kayam nigrash. The Russia will be chased away like the ocean. The Rishoim are compared to the ocean trying to swallow up the little ship, you know, the Jewish people. The Jews go into the ocean, and what's going to happen to them in the ocean? It's clear. What do you mean? The sea split for them, but how long is the sea going to stay like that? And as soon as the sea lets go, Chas Shalom, it looks like the Jews are going to be swallowed up. What happens? The Egyptians look and they're flying. They're excited. The ocean split. We're going to kill the Jews in the ocean. The Egyptians go into the ocean. What happens? They get swallowed up completely. The Jews are rescued. The Egyptians get swallowed up completely. And the Jewish people attain greater wealth and a greater closeness to Hashem at Kriyas Yamsuf than any other time before. That's again this Chel Bolavikenum. It looked to the Sitra Achra as if it had swallowed up the Kedusha, this missile. The Jewish people were the missile here in a sense. And instead, the Sitra Achra is forced to regurgitate. The Egyptians were forced to give up billions and trillions of all of their wealth that they took with them on their chariots and everything there. All of that went to the Jews. That's another example of this. The Zohar Kodesh gives another example, which is Yonah Hanovi. You remember the story of Yonah? That Hashem said to him to go tell the people of Nineveh to do tshuva. Yonah is afraid to do it. Yonah tries to run away. What happens? Major storm at sea. The sea's stomach is churning. We have to settle its stomach. We have to give it a Pepto-Bismol. Who's the Pepto-Bismol? Yonah Navi. They're going to give the sea a pill to calm it down. So they toss Yonah into the sea. Yonah is a tzaddik, a Navi. Tossing him into the sea means, again, tossing him into the Sitra Achra. What happens? Not only doesn't he get destroyed in the process, he gets swallowed up by the whale, and he davens a tefillah bebechinas din. Take a look over there in Yonah. We recite it on Yom Kippur. The Haftorah of Yom Kippur. Yom Hadin, it's called. Super Yom Kippur. Mafter Yonah, which they buy for thousands of dollars in some of the big shuls. The great Mafter Yonah, why? Because it's this nuclear weapon. It's this tefillah bebechinas din. The Navi says over there that when the sailors, that the ship was full of non-Jewish sailors, when they saw the miracle, when they saw they put Yonah into the ocean and saw, and the ocean suddenly became quiet, they all did tshuva. They all praised Hashem. They all converted. What is converts? Geirim. Remember we said in the previous year? Chel bola vayikenu. That the Sitra Achra is forced to give up thousands of sparks of Kedusha and Nefoshis and everything. In the commentaries on that chapter on Likutei Moran, there's unbelievable, unbelievable, deep and beautiful things. This is one example again. This is a concept that comes up throughout Judaism. Most people never heard of it, have no idea what it's about. And Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal give us such an incredible, clear presentation to be able to understand what this is all about, what's going on here. So now he says, Ki Isa Shamrai Maranal, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Shatfila bebechinas din shel bakoyach hanal, hi bechinas kriyas yamsuf u'melchemes Amalek, ayin sham. Vayidei zeh zoichen linevua. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that through this tfila bebechinas din, which corresponds to the battle against Amalek and kriyas yamsuf, this results in prophecy. Shehu bechinas kabola satoira. When did the Jewish people reach the height of prophecy? On Har Sinai. Ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to the entire Jewish people face to face. That's Nevuah. She'oz zochu kol Yisrael nevuah. That's when the entire Jewish people were zoche to prophecy. V'chol, to a revelation like that. V'chol ze naseh b'imei ha-sfira aide akrova soymer soyrim. And all of this happened during the days of Sfira through the bringing of that korban of barley, shu b'chinas anal, b'chinas tefila b'chinas din shel bar koyach anal. That oymer soyrim is an example of that tefila b'chinas din. That's what generates, that's what brings about the splitting of the Red Sea and the battle against Amalek. And we're zeichet to the climax, to the grand finale, which was Kabbalas HaTorah at the end of the Omer. Ayin Shom B'maymar Hanal Heitev. Study that chapter on Likutei Moran well, the Tovin, and you'll understand the picture here very, very well. Paragraph Zayin. Here comes another incredible revelation. V'zeh shekosa b'megilas Rus. Now you'll understand why in the story of Rus that we read on Shavuos, it says there, v'hemo bo betchilas ketzir soyrim. They arrived at the beginning of the season of the harvesting of the barley. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says, what does it mean? B'ktziras ha'omer ha'kosam adaber. It's talking about when they were cutting the barley for the Omer on the night of the 16th of Nisan. Why is that in the Torah? Who cares? Who cares if they're harvesting barley or chocolate bar? What does that have to do with the story of Rus? K'ayidei oimer so'oirin nistakein malchus dikdusha kanal. Because it's this korban, this oimer soyrim, this tefillah bebchinas din, is one of the most effective things in eliminating, in defeating the malchus harishah, and making a tikkun for the malchus of kedusha. Umalchus dekedusha ubechinas malchus moshiach. That's the malchus of David HaMelech, Moshiach. V'chein mevoyer shom b'divrei Maimran Allah. And Rabbeinu Zal says this over there clearly in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran Tanina. Sha'idei ha'tfila b'b'chinas din shel bal koyach, zoichen l'reach, shu b'chinas Moshiach. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, we mentioned this in the previous year, that through this special tfila b'b'chinas din of the great tzaddik, that brings about a sweet aroma, a sweet smell. We always say about karbonos and tefillos, l'reach nichoyach l'Hashem, that sweet aroma. And we know that reach is the concept of Moshiach. Moshiach is called ruach apenu Moshiach Hashem, associated with the nose, the sense of smell. Kimavur shom al posuk, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, on the posuk vayar menucha kitoiv, vayehi lemas oived, b'chinas Moshiach. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, oived, is a reference to Moshiach, who was one of Moshiach's great-great-grandparents. Sheyotza me'oived, shenoilat mirus. Moshiach ben David comes from Oived, who is the son of Rus. V'alkein be'ez shebos Rus v'nomi l'shem. And therefore, when Rus and Nomi arrive, when they arrive at this special place where she's going to meet Boaz, and the whole preparation for the birth of Moshiach is going to take place. That eventful meeting between Rus, Nomi, and Boaz, that whole was all going to lead to the birth of the heritage of Moshiach. Al kein megale hapasuk shezman biyosam hoyo beis ktsira soymer soyrim. This is why the Torah tells us, you know what made all of this possible? You know what's behind all of this? It's this mitzvah of cutting of the Omer. They came bedafka at the time when the Jews were harvesting the Omer. Ki tikun malchus digdusha, shuhu b'chinas malchus Moshiach, nasa idei b'chinas Omer sorim kanal. Because the tikun of the malchus of holiness, which is the kingdom of Moshiach, is established through this Omer sorim. Another point, Rav Nosson Zal adds, also, by the way, Gam Rus, Hoyso Ger Tzedek. Rus happened to be a convert. V'geirim nas na'idei tikkun ha'tfila b'b'chinas din kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that one of the most effective things in generating these geirim, these holy geirim, is this tfila b'b'chinas din. Al kein boso b'eis k'tzira soymer daik kanal. That's why Rus arrived at her most important destination at the time of the harvesting of the Omer. One more point, Rav Nosson Zal throws, Shaykh Leil, an additional point. Vizeh she'omar Haman, and this is why Haman, if you recall that fateful meeting when Achashverosh tells Haman to go prepare Mordechai to ride on the king's horse and everything, Mordechai says, I can't go like this. I need a haircut. I need a shoe shine. I need all kinds of stuff. So Mordechai says, come with me. And he takes him back to his yeshiva, where all the kids are there. And the kids are sitting and shuckling, and they're learning and learning. And curious Haman says, what are they learning? And Mordechai Tzadik says, they're learning about the Omer. They're learning about one of the sacrifices that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the Omer of barley. And the Gemara says that Haman said, Osi Omer Soirin Venotzachoisi. Their Omer of barley came along and defeated me. That's what defeated me. Haman recognized that that's what brought about his downfall. Again, he was hung on the day of the harvesting of the Omer. Ki Omer Soirin Daiko. It's this particular sacrifice. The Gemara says when the Jews learn about a sacrifice, it's as though they brought it. It's this specific sacrifice, this Omer Soirim, that defeated Haman Amalek. Ki Iker Mapaltoi Alidei Zekanal. Because the main downfall of the Sitra Achra and the leader of the Sitra Achra, which is Haman Amalek, is going to come about through this Tfila Bebchinas Din. V'nizbat la malchus harasho, the malchus harasho is eliminated, v'nis'ala malchus dikdusha, b'chinas malchus Moshiach, which brings about the elevation and the establishment of the malchus of holiness with the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amein v'yamein.